But the beat goes on for the Keeneland January sale, the 57th Horses of All Ages sale beginning on Monday, wrapping up on Thursday, every session beginning at 10 a.m., and a total of 1,610 horses were cataloged. Tom Thornberry is with me now. Tom, welcome to the show, and happy to have you with us, my friend.
A happy New Year to you, Mike, and welcome back to the chilly, but absolutely the home of the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Yeah, certainly appreciate that. And hey, look, it is chilly out here. The temperature as I drove into the studio this morning was 9 degrees. That's what it was reading in my car. No wind, so there's not a wind chill to worry about, but 9 degrees, anyway you slice it, is cold. I'm glad we're just showing horses today, and we don't have to worry about racing horses here in the Bluegrass.
That's quite true. Sure, it's cold, but, you know, this is January in Kentucky, and our consigners are used to it, and we're suggesting that our buyers dress warmly. We'll have plenty of warm buses and warm enclosed golf carts with hand warmers to go around, lots of hot coffee, and plenty of horses to look at, and should keep you busy, and that's the best way to keep warm.
Well, one horse that's going to attract a lot of attention is Champion Blind Luck, who is set to be offered at this Keeneland sale. And Tom, you have to be thrilled with the way the catalog came together. Tell people what they can expect from this year's January sale.
Well, it's, you know, basically it's a great time to buy young maiden mares, for instance. A lot of new young stallions are coming online this year, and it's a great time to find good quality young mares for them. And of course, everybody's looking for just turned yearlings. Lots of buyers still looking for these kids to fill open orders from November. And, you know, these babies are by freshman sires that everybody's waiting to see. Astrology, for instance, Bodie Meister, Brilliant Speed, Dialed In, Jersey Town, Shackleford, Stay Thirsty, Tapazar, The Factor, To Honor and Serve, Union Rags, and more. And as you suggest, lots of really quality mares on offer. Blind Luck, certainly. Wow, that's a great mare to have in the sale to bring a little bit of attention to the sale. But we have a Galileo mare named Up in Foal to Warfront, and a graded performer, Foxy Dansour, in Foal to Tappet. And even some nice mares in Foal on Southern Hemisphere Time to Scat Daddy, Super Saver, English Channel. We got a little something for everyone in every price range in January.
Tom, if there are some people out there that might not be familiar with the differences that we see in January as opposed to, let's say, the Keeneland September sale, fill us in on what's different about January.
Well, January really is kind of a continuum of November. It's a horses of all ages sale, and it includes everything that you can that you can catalog a horse as: maiden mares, broodmare prospects, racing prospects, stallion prospects, broodmares in foal, yearlings, just turned yearlings, 2-year-olds, everything. There is to sell is here in January.
Interesting to hear you use the word continuum when talking about this sale being basically an extension of the November sale, so to speak. Director of Sales Jeffrey Russell said that very same thing earlier this week when he said that the January sale is just a continuation of the market that has already been established, and hopefully it will continue on from the November sale. If that happens, you're in pretty good shape, because that November sale was extremely strong.
Well, we've had two really strong Novembers in a row, and two strong September sales in a row. And I think when you look at the September market and project that further, once people become well rewarded for their time served since the downturn, the market upturn right now is very beneficial, and it offers a little bit of stability, which creates sort of a longer view, which influences the broodmare market, which elevates prices, which translates to greater optimism. And I think when you sell broodmares, you sell on a long-term investment rather than short-term turnover. So people are getting back into breeding, and I think the September sales have sort of encouraged that. So naturally, we think any upturn in the market and any strengthening translates to a longer view.
Keeneland Associate Director of Sales Tom Thornberry here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Tom, I was going to ask you, you may have just actually touched on that, though, but the most significant factor, in your opinion, in that resurgence of the thoroughbred sales market that we're seeing, what would that most significant factor be?
It's really return to the breeder. I think they suffered a long period of basically losing 40% to 50% of their market price. So as the price for stock went down, a lot of mares were eliminated from people's herds, and those who survived the downturn came out of it with fewer horses, fewer brood mares, fewer production candidates. So the productivity, the number of foals bred naturally has turned way down. So a little bit of optimism brings people back to thinking long term. And in order to be a breeder, you really need breeding stock. So November and January, the places to find that. So we're happy to see some optimism and some encouragement.
One thing that I've had several consigners mention to me is that, you know, the what they call the top part of the market is very strong. And if you have a good horse, people are going to find it, and that horse is going to bring some serious money. But if there's a horse that is not necessarily in that upper echelon, it's a little bit tougher to get that horse sold. Is there anything as a sales company, Tom, that you can do to address that and try to help people?
I think realistically what we've done for the last 10 to 12 years is beat a path around to every available racing country in the world and encourage them to come to Keeneland to buy breeding stock and racing stock. And it's worked. Well, a lot of buyers come in from countries all around the world, and that improves the lot of all of the breeders, I think. What we've seen from our what we considered initially our emerging market countries, these are smaller markets with not a lot of money to spend, but they've reached a little higher up in the tree in recent years. And a lot of times we're finding now that those buyers are shaking their heads saying, this market's getting awfully tough for us. So that's an encouraging sign, too, that it's more difficult to buy even in the lower and mid-range.
How much international participation will you see in the January sale this year?
We'll see a significant amount. I think we always get some interest from Japan, and we always get interest from Europe. We get interest from South America, and I think we'll have significant international interest. It's very beneficial, although we've seen a huge resurgence in the domestic market of late, particularly in the last two November sales. And again, that's domestic breeders taking a longer view, and that's competitive.
Are you going to allow Kurt Becker back on the grounds again?
We're considering it.
He told me he was shipping in today, as I'm sure most everybody is.
Yeah, we'll be delighted to see Kurt back. Yeah, it's good to get the band back together, you know? It's great fun.
Yeah, it's a great team, and you do a wonderful job out there at Keeneland. As I mentioned, the January sale beginning on Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern, the first session, and it runs through Thursday, January 15th. 1,610 horses were cataloged. Make sure you make it a point. If you can't make it out to Keeneland for some reason, you can always watch it on the Keeneland website. You can go to Keeneland.com, and the live streaming of the sale will be available for you there. And one thing I think is really neat, Tom, is the interactive January sale catalog that's available on the website as well.
Great. I'm glad you mentioned that. We pulled out all the stops, really, trying to make it a little more user-friendly along the line, and I think it's met with a lot of approval. And I think we're going to a digital world. A lot of iPads and mini pads and iPhones are in use in the And the paper printed catalog is soon to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, I welcomed you to the interview with that call of John Dooley bringing them home in the Arlington Million with Hardest Core. And that really was, for me anyways, because we were there to cover it on the network, one of the more memorable moments of the year because of everything that Hardest Core represented. But you have to be so proud of the stake success that you experienced here in 2014 with those January sale graduates.
Absolutely. And I, like you, I was there at Arlington for that race and was delighted to see it for a lot of reasons. I think the human interest story of the owners and the way the horse was near death prior to coming back to win the Arlington Arlington Million, it was something that we can be certainly very proud of having gone through the January sale, but delighted more for those connections around the horse. It was just a wonderful story.
All right, Tom, before I let you go, give me a couple of things that you want people to know about this year's January sale. When they show up, hey, do not miss this.
Oh, golly, Mike.
Nothing like putting you on the spot.
No, well, you know, as I said, January is one of those sales where there's something for everyone. And if you've done a little bit of homework, flip through this catalog at all, you'll find what you need, what you want. And if you bundle up a little bit and come out and knock around, you're gonna find it. And from mares like Champion Blonde Luck and up in Fold of Warfront, Foxy Dansour and Fold of Tappet, all the way through to freshman sires of yearlings, just turned yearlings. It should be plenty to keep you warm, plenty to keep you entertained, and we'd be delighted for everyone to show up.
And no doubt lots of coffee and hot chocolate at those consignments
as
well.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, till about from about 7 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock every day, the coffee's on us.
Oh, so, how nice is that?
Well, it's the least we can do. Warm you up. And we'll have a coffee station in the back, too, close to where people come in to the back walk and ring, and they can grab a cup of coffee real quick there.
Does that include the Irish coffee as well?
We might make it so in your case, certainly.
Hey, I'm not worried about me. It's the Michael Hernans of the world we need to take care of.
I think they're well cared for.
Tom Thornberry, Associate Director of Sales at Keeneland. Always a delight to have you on, Tommy, and great to kick things off. Look forward to previewing the other sales here in 2015, and all the best moving forward with this January Horses of All Ages sale.
Mike, thanks so much for calling, and it's great always to kick it off talking with you.
All right, we'll see you out there, buddy. Happy New Year.
All righty. You too.